Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Glenn. I've been praying that for about 9 days. I'm honored that I was asked to be able to speak, and I certainly have been praying that things I say tonight will strengthen us and edify. I don't have a bag of sermons I can slip in and just grab, so I've just default to things that I work on, things that I've been working on, and I hope that it means something to you and I help you. Tonight, discuss a subject that a while back, some time ago, many years ago, I decided that I was going to do better, and I don't always do it better, but I certainly make a conscious effort every day. I'm resolved that, and if I continue to do it, it'll get easier and easier, and eventually just become second nature. Tonight we'll talk about perspective and the power of perspective, because our actions speak so much louder than our words. It's not hard to see what's going on here. Gentleman on, see, my right, your left. He needs some salvation from that island, right? First thing he sees is a little bitty boat. He's excited. He's elated. See, you're right. Gentleman in the boat. Not very big boat. He needs to get out. What the picture doesn't show, though, is what's fixing to happen, right, when they get together. And that's what we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about tonight. I'm sure when I said the words, you knew this was coming, so we'll just throw it in there right at the very beginning and get it out of the way. We've all seen this glass, I'm certain. Maybe the little ones haven't, but I'm sure that each one of you sitting there have made an opinion in your mind about that glass. Some things not listed. What would a mom say about that glass after she's been inside with her children during the summer on a rainy day? You know, I can imagine hearing, it doesn't matter, just give me 5 minutes, peace and quiet. Or a student in a class all day gets asked about that glass. What's he think about it? Is this just another trick, something to confuse me on the next test? Does a carpenter even see the glass when they put it down in front of him, or does he immediately start envisioning custom oak cabinetry with glass and scroll work, all done by hand to present the glass, right? What is perspective? Perspective is a particular attitude toward or way of regarding something. When I see this, something you should know about me, when I look up the definition of words, I often find words that I want to look up, and so it takes me a long time to finally get to where I want to go. And so if you'll bear with me, it won't take that long. But I look at this definition, I see the word attitude, and that makes me curious about perception. So what is attitude? Attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. Again, what is a settled way? What is a settled way? Well, that's a decision. That's a decision. So when I look up the definition of perspective, I find that it has to do with my attitude and my decisions. Now I get to make up my own definition of what it really means to me. Perception. It's a particular decision to think or feel about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in our behavior towards or way of regarding something. If our attitude is a decision and perception is a reflection of that, then we can and should control it at all times. Um, Earlier we saw a photograph of a glass with water in it. Everyone's response, not just the ones that were up there or the ones that I spoke, they're a reflection of their perspective, which are a reflection of their decisions. How can you control it? If you should control it, how can you control it? Well, because it's a decision, you can just decide to control it. I know people in this world who don't have trouble with that decision. It comes really easy to them. For those of us, though, in this world, that's not such an easy thing to do. It's something we have to work on every day. Something we have to make the conscious effort to control. Why should we do that? Why should we take the effort? Why should we make the effort to control it? I'm not really sure how on earth you can think you'll convince someone to come to know Christ if your behavior doesn't reflect Christ, if your decisions don't reflect Christ, or if your perspective does not reflect Christ. The New Testament is full of perspectives, right? Matthew chapter 5, Jesus offers a whole lot of different perspectives, brand new to everyone. Verse 21, chapter 5. You have heard it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders is subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister is subject to judgment. So Jesus starts making the differentiation between actions and decisions or thinking. I think one of the most profound perceptions Jesus tries to give to the world in Matthew is found in chapter 22, 37 through 40. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. If we truly love God and our neighbor, naturally we keep all the commandments. We don't have to worry about what we're not supposed to do if we concentrate on all the things, if we concentrate on love. Looking at God's law positively allows us to concentrate on all the things we can do to show our love to everyone we encounter all the time. Salvation is for everyone, not just the one sitting in here, not just us. So what should a Christian's perspective look like to the outside world? How about a test of your perspective? I told you earlier, I'm going to talk tonight about something I made the conscious effort to control many years ago, because that's exactly what happened to me. I got my Christian perspective tested, and I failed. An opportunity presented itself on a normal day at work, and I started talking about the message, right? And we started discussing church, where we worship, how we worship, and I even invited the gentleman to worship here with us at EBCC. And I will never forget his face when he looked at me and said, "I didn't even know you were a Christian." So for me, that was a gut check. For me, that was clear evidence that my perception of the world, my behavior, the way he saw it, was not as a Christian. And I needed to work on that. I needed to make the decision and change that. And so I do, right? Every night when I go to bed, I can see his face. I still feel the disappointment from God, right? Because I let him down. I know what to do. I know how I'm supposed to act, and I didn't do it. So every morning I wake up and I make the decision that others are going to see God through me, through my actions. I don't always do that well, 100% of the time. But because I'm doing it every day, it's getting easier. It's immediately when I don't do it well, I know that I've done it wrong. And so rather than let it go on for time, try to correct it, it's easy for me to see right then. So, and that's the devil. That's no secret to me. He doesn't miss any opportunity to get in our way. So now, tonight, it's your turn. Take a moment. If you'd like to close your eyes, you're welcome to close your eyes. If you don't have to, obviously. But take a moment and just imagine the most beautiful thing you've ever seen or encountered. Did it look something like that? Should it look something like that? A young child we all know and love, nurtured, confessing her faith to Jesus Christ and then being baptized. Immersed, you know, coming out of the water, our sister. So we're back to this. How do you see the glass now? We're Christians. There's a specific way we're supposed to see things. We're supposed to act. Do you wonder how many of these it will take to save somebody's soul? If you need prayers tonight, if you need to confess anything, the elders are here. Your family's here. We want to help. We want to help in any way we can. Please come forward as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.